This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
I'm Amy Mayer. More than 7 months after an explosion destroyed an apartment building in Capitola Village, some residents and business owners are still picking up the pieces. Amid allegations, the danger isn't over. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
Just after 5 o'clock on Christmas morning in Capitola, the silent night ended abruptly. The natural gas explosion leveled the four-unit apartment building at 105 Lawn Way in the historic heart of Capitola Village. Video from a doorbell camera overlooking the village shows the massive fireball and even captures the sound in the distance. Christy Barron, who owns the El Toro Bravo restaurant next door, was on the scene within minutes.
We were here probably with the second fire engine. All I could see was black smoke. We could see that, you know, it wasn't our place that had blown up, but it was actually one of my good friends next to us. Sorry, it's emotional.
Her friend, Charlene Capara, the only resident of the apartment building home at the time, somehow made it out alive. She's still recovering from her injuries. The restaurant, in Christy Barron's family for nearly 50 years, suffered heavy damage from water and smoke. It would take 4 hours to find the source of the gas leak and extinguish the fire. But by that evening, police said there was no longer any danger to the public, which is why Karen Anderson, who lives a few doors down from the blast, was surprised weeks later to see a PG&E crew in the alley behind her home.
I decided I was going to go out and make nice with them and see what they're doing.
In addition to the hole the crew had dug behind her house, she says the foreman showed her 15 more holes throughout the village, exposing underground gas and electric lines often within inches of each other. State regulations require them to be at least 1 foot apart.
My anxiety level just skyrocketed.
An independent engineering report commissioned by PG&E blamed the Christmas morning explosion on an arcing underground power line that melted holes in the nearby gas line, sending fumes into the apartment building where they ignited. Anderson worries the same issues exist throughout the village. She's a plaintiff in a lawsuit filed on behalf of more than 24 residents and business owners accusing PG&E of negligence. Anthony Guajardo, who owns Mijo's Taqueria nearby, says the damage is ongoing.
So are we all living on day to day going, what's this pending doom of, like, could this happen again?
Christy Barron has sued as well. El Toro Bravo is still closed for repairs. No word yet on when she can reopen.
I started bussing tables here at 12 years old. You know, this is all I know.
And David Kelty, who lived at 105 Lawn Way but was away visiting family for Christmas, lost everything.
It's just, it's changed almost every aspect of my life to some extent.
Sacramento attorney Bill Kershaw, who represents them, says as much as anything else, the cases are about transparency.
How are the residents to be assured that everything's being done that can be done to assure their safety?
In a court filing, PG&E still calls the explosion an isolated incident. In a statement to KAZU, the utility says it's working with the California Public Utilities Commission to analyze what happened. The company says it's already increased the separation between some gas and electric lines underground, and it's working on adding physical barriers where it can. The company says it's still evaluating the next phase of communicating all this to the public. Christy Barron, the restaurant owner, is waiting anxiously.
I want to feel comfortable with being able to be in my business once we get it up and running and not have to worry about something like that happening again. You
know? An initial hearing in the court cases is set for tomorrow. In Capitola, Scott Cohn, KAZU News.